Today's Tanya for the 13th of Av is in Igeres HaKedesh, at the beginning of the 5th Igeres He, Simon He, on page 212. Number at the bottom of the page is 408. Vayas David Sheim, the Pasuk says, David made a name, Upirish Bezeir HaKodesh, and he explains in the Zehar, Shum Shenemar, because it says, Vayihi David Esa Mishpat Tzedakah L'chol Amei, because David did justice, performed justice and tzedakah for all his people, and that's what created the name. So he goes on to say there in the Zehar that Bocha Reb Shimon cried and he said, Man Ovid Shmo Kadisha, who makes a holy name? B'chol Yema, every day, Man Diyav Tzedakah L'miskene, one who gives tzedakah to the poor. That by giving tzedakah to the poor, you create a holy name. The Yuvan, this will all be understood, the Hegdemai Merazal, with preface of the statement of the sages. Al Posuk, ki biyud ke Hashem tzurei lomim, that with the two letters of Yud and Hey, of God's name, the world was created. The Hey nivra elam hazeh, with the Hey, this world was created, and the Yud, and with the Yud, Nivra Elam Haba, the heavens were created, Gan Eden. Pirush shehatayinu kshemesangim neshamis hatzadikim, v'nehne meziv hashchina hameir b'Gan Eden elyon v'tachtein, the pleasure that the souls of tzadikim receive, and they enjoy, coming from the revelation of the Shechina that is revealed in Gan Eden, the higher and the lower, hu shemesangim b'hasagosom v'haskolosom, the pleasure comes from their ability to comprehend and understand. Shemaskilim v'yedim u'masigim, they understand, they know, and they comprehend. Eze hasoga be'er v'chayus hashifei Hashem me'in sev baruch hu, something of the light that is revealed of God. There in Gan Eden, bebechinas gili u'nishmosom, it is revealed so that it can be known to their neshama, v'ruach binosom, and to their intelligence. For them to understand and to comprehend, eiza hasoga, some degree of understand of comprehension, kol echad v'echad l'fi madrigosei, each one according to his level, u'l'fi ma'asav, and according to his deeds in this world. And that's why in the Zehar, Gan Eden, the world to come, is called Bina, because that's where the understanding of godliness takes place. Now this understanding comes from the divine Chochmah, which is the source of the understanding and comprehension, the comprehension which is called Bina. The source of that comprehension is Chochmah. This Chochmah is not one of the levels of comprehension, but it precedes comprehension, before the comprehension actually develops, it is still concealed, this knowledge is concealed, only a little bit comes through, flows downward and is drawn down from there to the level of Bina. So that on the level of Bina, there is the ability, that we comprehend something of the concealed knowledge. And that is when we know what we don't know, or when we realize that what we understand has more to it than we understand. And that's why it is called the point within the chamber, the dot in the palace, because it is still concealed, it has not yet been born, it has not yet been revealed. And that's why the Yud of God's name is drawn the way it is, and that is that it's simply a dot without any length or width. The Nikra Eden, and it is called Eden, like Gan Eden, Asher Olav Ne'emar Ayin Leiroso, because Gan Eden is described as being unseen by the human eye. In other words, concealed. The Nikra Abba Yosad Brato, and it is also described, this Chachma, the Yud, is described as the father who establishes or who founds the daughter. As we'll soon explain. From Chachma comes Malchus. Chachma is called Abba, Malchus is called daughter. Pirush, what this means is, because the creation of letters, of speech, articulation, that come from the five tools of articulation, the mouth, the lips, the tongue, the palate, the teeth, and the throat, these letters and the sounds of these letters are not an intelligent thing. It doesn't come through intelligence. And it is also not within the nature of these tools of articulation. It's not in the nature of the lips to make the sound of B, for example, that creates the sound for bays. That when the sound coming from the breath, which is the essence of all speech, when that breath hits up against the lips, then it creates these sounds. If it hits up against the teeth, it creates a different sound, but it's not the teeth that create the sound or the lips that create the sound. And it's also not, so it is not the nature of these parts of the mouth to make the sound, and it is also not an intelligent thing. It's not that your intelligence makes the sound, you think of making the sound. For example, the lips. The letters beis, vav, mem, pei, yetzes, mehen, come from the lips. So, the meaning of it is that ein hateva v'lei haseichol neisein liyitzies mifta arba chelki shenuye bituye esies elu. It is not the seichol, and it is not the teva that creates these sounds. Al pi shenuye tnuas hasvasayim, by changing the movement of the lips, shemis neyanes behevel echod v'keil echod hapigeya behem b'shavim. It is not the movement of the lips that forms the hevel, the breath, which is the same for all the letters, and the sound is the same for all the letters, and the movement of the lips changes the sounds to the various sounds of beis, mem, pei, and so on. So it's not that way. The adirabe, it's the exact opposite. Shinri hatnuye shebesvasayim, the reason that the lips move differently for the various letters, hu lefi shinri bitei ha'esi sheberotzen hanefesh. It is because the nefesh, the soul, wants to express these sounds. Levate bisvasayim kiritzeina, so that the lips do what the soul wants. Leimar eis beis evov emem etei. Veleila hepecha, not the opposite. It's not that sheyi yerotzen hanefesh v'kavanos alasi shinit meis hasvasayim, that the will of the person is to move his lips in a certain way, and the result is these sounds. It's the other way around. The soul wants to make these sounds, and it's the soul that is capable of these sounds, and therefore the lips move in accordance with the sound. Otherwise, it would have to be, there would have to be a conscious effort to direct the movement of the lips, or of the tongue, or of the teeth. And we know that when a person speaks, there is no consciousness of the movement of the lips, unless a person is learning how to speak artificially. So it's not that the soul wants to move the lips a certain way, and that produces sounds. The soul wants to produce the sound. And in order to get that sound out, the lip moves, or the tongue moves, in accordance with the sound. So it's not lehepech. It is not that sheyih yerotzen hanefesh v'kavanos olasi shinei tnuyeis hasvasayim. It's not that the nefesh concentrates and wants to make different movements with the lips, as we see the difference in their movements when they form these four different letters, but it's rather the other way around. The letters already exist, and the lip forms around the letter. And as we see from experience, tnuyeis hasvasayim b'shinuyim elu. We know that it is not the soul that wants to make those various movements, because we don't even know those movements, we're not even conscious of the movements. V'yesen nirekein b'bitoy hanukudeis, and we see it even more when we express the vowels. Shekeshan nefesh zetzein olaheitzim mikpiyo nukudas komet, azayim emele nikmotim hasvasayim, when the soul wants to say komet, wants to make the o sound, then automatically the lips contract. Or bepatach, when he wants to make an ah sound, automatically the lips expand. But it's not that the person decides to draw his lips together or to spread his lips. That's not conscious at all. And there's no need to elaborate on something that is so obvious and understood to everyone who is intelligent. Because the ability to create different sounds and express thoughts and feelings in words, that comes from a place much, much higher than conscious intelligence. It comes from a hidden intelligence and from a pre-intelligent state, shebenefesh hamedaberes, from the soul, which is basically an articulate soul. Articulation comes from the soul itself. And that's why we find that there is a child who is very intelligent. He understands everything, but he can't talk. He hasn't yet learned how to talk. So obviously, speaking doesn't come from intelligence, otherwise the child would be able to speak. In the Hayyim Yayim for today, for the 13th of Av, the Alter Rebbe writes, the Rebbe writes that the pasuk v'dibarta bom b'shiftecha, you should speak the words of Torah when you're sitting at home, and the sages say v'dibarta bom b'divrei Torah. What does it mean you should speak of them? Of words of Torah. But in the pursuit and the devotion to the study of Torah, there are many levels. And so in the pasuk he describes various levels of Torah study. First it says, b'shiftecha b'veisecha. That's when the neshama is above, in the source of souls, before it comes down in the body. And there, in its real home, while it is sitting in its real home, there it studies Torah. Then, b'lechtecha v'aderech, when you go in the way, that's the time when the neshama is here on earth, or comes down to earth, going through the various levels, until it reaches the physical world, and it clothes itself in a physical body and begins to go in the way of the world until old age. So basically its birth and its presence on earth is belechtecha v'aderech, and then too it has to study Torah until u'bishachbecha, when you lie down, and that is the day when a person passes away, the day that was set for him to pass away. Even then the Torah accompanies you and protects you and so on, as is explained in the sixth chapter of Ovis. And then, uvekumecha, when you rise up, and that is, as it says, v'hakitzeisa, when you will be resurrected, the Torah will be there with you then also.